32nd Annual Renaissance Festival and Artesian Marketplace. We got a set of tickets to give away here. This is a two-pack for the fair, and this is good for any day through the Renaissance Festival, February, open February through March 29th. So you have up until March 29th. We'll do this by text, and that's to 411-923. Just text Renaissance if you're interested in receiving a pair of tickets. It's a $56 value, and we'll just pick a random texter at the end of this programming segment and drop these in the mail to you on the way out of the broadcast today.
All right. It's all about having fun at Rosie on the House, as well as educating you about your house, home, castle, or cabin to see what we can't do to help you around your estate. We've got Gary from Goodyear and Robert from Peoria we'll get to in just a minute. But we're celebrating this President's Day weekend, the history of the White House in Washington, D.C. And as I've mentioned, I reached out to good friends of mine who are remodelers within the Beltway, Liz and Anthony Wilder. They gave me the names of some contractors who have performed procedures in the White House. And here's the story of one. Much of the floor in the White House is rift and quarter sawn white American oak. Okay, which is the best cut you can get out of a log. It's full cut. This isn't engineered flooring. This is a full, you know, 1 inch thick. It's laid in plank.
And how old is this install?
Well, I don't know the age of it, but this fella's been sanding and refinishing it for about 30 years.
So
I don't know when it was originally installed.
And I guess my point was just the machines that they had available when this was milled. I mean, this is old craftsman stuff. This isn't off a modern machine, sawmill, wood plank cutting.
And you were asking about tools you're allowed to or not to bring in. As they're going through the security gate to get in to the White House, all their respirator masks were confiscated. Because those guys that sand and seal floors, when you go put the sealer down, many of them are wearing respirators. But they couldn't take the respirator, the gas masks in, should they have some evil plan.
Oh.
And they would use those to escape. So all their gas masks were confiscated.
And you would think that'd be a lawsuit waiting to happen at the through... OSHA.
Well, he says the most peculiar thing, he said, Rosie, really the most peculiar thing about working there is you're under constant surveillance. Not just by curiosity seekers, but by fully combat armed people at the wrong move that are ready to end your life. He says there's a level of intensity working there that's altogether different. He says, I'll give you an example. There was a weekend we were supposed to go in and refinish the floors in the vice president's home. And we're approaching the designated access driveway for workers. Unbeknownst to us, the vice president at the time was leaving the property to go to their vacation home. He says, we got about halfway up that driveway, and it's a very slow driveway. They keep you to 5 miles an hour. He says, and before I knew it, something popped up from the driveway and took the front axle of my car off the ground. And we were stopped until the motorcade completely exited the property. And he says, as soon as I was taken off, as soon as my axle left the ground, I was surrounded. He said, it was unbelievable. And I was there by appointment. He said the second most fun thing that ever happened is the same.
Oh, he said that was fun?
Yeah. The same vice president had a home on the coast, Rehoboth Beach. He says, and they needed some work done out there. So he had about 6 contractors all meet him at the vice president's home. And they drove in a motorcade caravan with Secret Service escort Suburbans blaring with lights on, going 100 miles an hour from DC to Rehoboth Beach. Now, that would have been fun just all by itself. So we've got more stories about contractors working in the White House. Do we have time to sneak in one quick call here or not?
Let's do it. We'll at least get the question in. Okay. Let's see. Gary's been holding the longest. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Good morning, Gary. Calling from Goodyear.
Good morning. A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I were here at home. She at one end and I at the other end inside. And where all of a sudden we hear this loud crash, boom, inside the house. And I got up, ran down the hallway, only to find Jean saying, "What happened?" And I said, "Well, I thought something happened to you. I thought you fell off the ladder or something." You can tell both dogs are alarmed. So, you know, we looked around the house. Nothing fell over. I walked outside, walked in the street, looked at the roof, thinking maybe something happened to the roof. Everything's intact.
All right. Well, hang on. We started the show this morning talking about how President Truman thought the White House was haunted. We'll come back and solve Gary's problem in Goodyear, the haunted attic.
All the squeakiness.
Yeah. I've got your solution, Gary. Hang on, buddy.
Along with Robert. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.